Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, my favorite time each week. Okay, today's show, we're going to get into concepts. As always, the show is about concepts, not about supplements. If you get the concepts, you know how to use the supplements. If you don't get the concepts, you're in the law of diminishing return. If you want first-base approaches, just do the supplement. If you want to hit the home run with your health, get the concepts down, which means you have to study. John Q. Public has to study a little bit. That's why this show is conceptual, because if you study, then you really get to understand the wonder of the herbs. Today's discussion, something no one has a concern without, and that is aging. Now, I'm going to attack it from a number of angles and point out that it's a matter of perception. Yes, yes, you've heard that. Aging's all in the mind, and aging is simply the way you look at life and so far and such. But I'm going to turn this into brass tacks for you, as I always do. First of all, the distinction between biological aging and chronological aging. Really, in the new millennium, what we want to get rid of is the notion of chronological age. That means your organ, your brain. If chronologically you're 90, that brain may only be 50. At the same time, if you're 20, the liver, from the abuse you've given it, may be an 80-year-old liver. Now, this isn't poetry. We can take the organ out, cut it up, look at it under the electron microscope, and see a 20-year-old liver look like an 80-year-old liver, and see an 80-year-old liver look like a 20-year-old liver. And if you have knowledge that all of a sudden aging isn't such a formidable thing, it's not such a scary thing. And yet, I think you'd agree, pervasive in American culture is a deep-seated fear about aging. Just look at the number one residency in medical school. It's called plastic surgery. If your son Chad is a plastic surgeon, everybody figures they're going to retire early because it is the thing to be in medicine. It's cash and people will pay for it. You won't pay for your health, but you'll pay for your cosmetic cures. And that just reflects the consciousness about aging. The minute the skin wrinkles, the minute the buttock starts to sag, the breasts begin to droop, the minute the body starts to look a little bit older, people freak. It happens at about 50 years old, and that's when the facelifts start, men and women. So we've got to be honest here. People are afraid to age. And it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy because after the age of 60, try getting a job. Now, I sit here across this desk and listen to people all week long. Your average person over 70 will tell you, I don't mind dying, I just don't want to end up like a vegetable. I don't mind dying, I just don't want to be a burden to my family. I don't mind dying, it's just I don't want to end up in a hospital the last year or two of my life. I'd like to live to 100, but after 80, I'm going to be broke. I've worked my whole life, I've got my pensions and et cetera, but after 80, I'm broke. I don't even know how I'm going to live. When you're 70, if you're thinking the age of 80, you're broke, that's a burden. That's heavy. Well, we have solutions. And why do we have solutions? Here's the real reason. You want to know the real reason why aging is going to solve itself? Because everybody's doing it. And I mean demographically, this country, the United States of America, is becoming a nation of much, much older people. Now, we saw this happen in Japan. And Japan began to, through the economy, fix the problem. And we see this happening in America today because at a certain point, you go to a home. Now, a home used to be a place where you sat and lived like a vegetable. It's the worst thing. A loving son or a daughter would swear by, my parents will never go to a home. No matter what it costs or how much energy it takes, mom is staying in the house. This is starting to transform itself as it did in Japan. The entrepreneurs, the investment guys are coming in and building out fun places. It's like the college dormitory. It's a bunch of people assembled to have fun. Of course, that's not the way and what college dorms is supposed to be about, but you get my expression. So the culture at large is starting to move into this concept that life doesn't end after 70. Now, that's in terms of the economics. In terms of the society, people looking at it, no two ways about it. The title of today's show is Biological Age versus Chronological Age. Why age 70 is the new age 40. And that is really the trend. Your average 60-year-old, your average 70-year-old is not thinking like our grandparents did. If you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s, your grandparents and great-grandparents, at 60 years old, they called themselves old. It was time to sit in a chair, not worry that the hair was gone and the teeth were falling out. Grandma didn't worry that she had a beard and all these different things that a 60 or 70-year-old today would never tolerate. I think that's a beautiful thing. I think that's a shift in our consciousness. And I think we have to do that. Reason? So many of us, after the age of 50, are into second lifestyles, second educations, second professions, often people second families, for good or for bad, second marriages. So really, what's at the root of how you age intelligently? First thing we do is kill certain words. We get rid of the word geriatric. You're nodding your head, I know, and smiling, saying, yes, Medici, we agree. Geriatric is a disgusting term. It's sterile. It's just an ugly term. It's your worst fear put into a word. Kill the word geriatric. And the other one is old. You're old. I'm older now. Kill it. Get rid of it. Replace it with unattended. You're not aging. Your body is not feeling older because it's older. It's feeling older because you haven't given it the tune-up it deserves. You haven't maintained it. So forget chronological age. Understand that the body biologically demands maintenance. And when the excretory functions, when the ports in your body that take the stuff away begin to fill up, when the garbage dump becomes overloaded, that is when the cell begins to change its form. That's called a shift in the biological age of the cell. In brass tacks, it means you don't work as good as you used to. Now, just because time goes on doesn't mean efficiency has to suffer. You know, we talk about time. Time's relative, and that's a whole other discussion. The point above all the points is simply that what we call time is relative to the biological shift of the cell. That really, in reality, is how we ought to understand this. We ought to understand that time is simply about maintenance that hasn't gone according to schedule. Now, that's a different way of looking at things. What that means is when you get up in the morning and you get out of bed and you tell yourself, I feel like I'm 100 years old. I must be aging. I don't know if I'm going to get to the track today. And you look in the mirror and you see the wrinkles, you see the muscle atrophy, you see all the clear-cut signs, and you sit at the breakfast table and you just don't make it to the track that day, or you can't remember where your keys are, and your wife or significant other looks at you like, well, you're aging, what do you expect? Or you go to the doctor and you fight your diagnosis and you're told, listen, be happy, you're 70 years old. Most 70-year-olds aren't in the shape you're in. When the whole society gives you the sense that you're over the hill, that's when your knowledge base is being tested. So I want to embed within you a very deep understanding of what we mean by the biological age of the cell. If every day your cells excrete, and every day those excretions that are supposed to go out the kidney, supposed to go out the liver, that are supposed to go out the skin, that are supposed to go out the colon, that are supposed to move through the lymph, that are supposed to go out the breath, if every day your cellular excretions don't move out faster than they build up, whether it's the buildup from what the body makes or it's the buildup from what the body's exposed to, toxins in the air, pesticides in the food, etc. Whether it's a buildup from one or the other, when you can't remove it as fast as it builds up, your cell sits in it and begins to growl. And that's all that aging is. It's nothing more than that. Which means when you hit 60 and you start to see, or 50, or whenever it is, you decide you've aged, it's just time to clean. Now, the nuances. The nuances. Let's take this from another perspective. Let me describe what I see all the time. I see people who come in their 70s, and their bodies are falling apart. They've put it off as long as they can put it off. They've known for a long time they're getting older, and they've been concerned for a long time, but now it's getting to the point where they just don't have quality of life. That's what brings people to doctors, loss of quality of life. No one likes to go to the doctor. Few people like to go to the doctor. And when you do, you sit there and you look for that moment where you think the doctor's going to say everything's normal, everything's good. And that's what you want. You want a checkup, even though you don't want a checkup. You want to hear nothing's wrong. You want to hear you're doing great, and you want to go home and forget about it. That's the way people look at it. So when people finally go to doctors, it's because you don't have quality of life. If you are starting to lose quality of life, number one, especially if you're over the age of 60, the number one thing you have to understand is your digestion is shot. Now, why? And again, the theme of this show is not your digestion's shot, so take a digestive supplement, a good one, and therefore, case closed, you don't have to be concerned with digestion. That is not true. When we talk about digestion over the age of 60, yes, you should take a good digestive supplement. I often recommend a few. But the point is that by no means does that close the case on digestion, meaning that from the age of 20 to the age of 30, to the age of 40, to the age of 50, 60, 70, and so on, you are producing far less hydrochloric acid. Your bile ducts are getting more and more congested. Your pancreas is capable of producing a more limited amount of enzyme per unit attack by the food in your body. You have to understand, as we age, we produce less juice, less digestive juice. Now, we all know that. But do we understand it? Do we do something about it? Do we know the signs that we're reversing it? Or do we just, at best, pop a couple of digestive supplements in and say, case covered? That guy told me just take the digestive supplements because I'm over 60 and we're fine. That is not true. You are not fine. You have helped yourself. You have made a good step in the right direction, and that's to be respected and accorded. But the case is not closed. Yes, you have to really look into diet. And yes, we're not.